everybody. First of all, I wanted to say hello. And second of all, thank you so much for mentioning all the Apple releases. Because I was actually going to go out and buy an iPod Nano tomorrow. However, now that they might be coming out with them in color, I may just wait a week to see what the new surprises are going to be. Because I would be pissed if I went out and bought a black or white one and then they came out with color. Because I'm a girly girl and I want it to be as frilly as it can possibly be. So I hope they come out with colored ones, and I hope they come out with the new iMac for you. And I hope you have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, Archer, it's Calvin. Just wanted to give you a congratulations on your new computer. Guess it won't be coming for a while. I'm sure the anticipation must be killing you, but unlike Christmas, it's probably not half the fun. But it was nice to hear the show yesterday with the Connecticut cast, and hopefully everything goes well and that you'll be able to put your little Skype caps together this evening. Good luck.
But Mike Hip, you can fuck him when he's asleep.
Oh, that's rape.
He's been that's like, rape. Oh my. Yeah, but all gay men have rape fantasies,
point?
So it's fine. You're just fulfilling his fantasy if you do that.
So, Mark, who do you think is going to win Big Brother?
Oh, yeah, Big Brother talk.
Mike. Janelle. Janelle's going to win.
She got kicked out, honey.
She's the only one I know. I just know Janelle.
He doesn't watch it.
I don't like it. I think they're just mean-spirited people.
I don't watch it either.
Oh, it totally is. It totally is. But the reason I watch it is because it does give good insight into human nature and our social behavior.
Oh, yeah, how we behave. It's repulsive.
Wait a minute.
Before we talk any more about Big Brother, do we want to have Mike, click off so that we can continue to exclude him?
Mike Kip, let me formally apologize for Big Fatty for not including you.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was private. I'll go ahead and
not Mike Buring. Mike Buring. Mike Kip.
Teasing Mike Kip. We're teasing.
It's an inside joke.
And it's Mike Kip, not you, Mike from Seattle.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
How many mics are here?
Two.
Because I think three. Mark used to be the gay name, but now Michael is the gay name. Now everyone's named Michael.
Well, I go by Michael. I don't go by Mike.
Oh. I go by Mike. Mike in Seattle goes by Mike.
Oh, we have three. I'm sorry.
Mike's and one Michael.
Yeah, we have three Michaels.
Hey, you guys want to hear something freaky?
Sure.
The boyfriend and I dated the same Michael.
Yeah.
I dated him for three years. No. I dated the guy for 3 years. The boyfriend dated him for like 6 weeks, and he learned quicker.
That's happened to all of us, though. I mean, that's my point. That, like, you can't be gay and not have that happen to you.
Yeah, it's a very small world.
I've got to add, this is a gay story. I 10 years ago broke up with my partner. He started going out with this guy. And I met him once or twice. Then I just met him again in June, San Francisco. We are now seeing each other. And we were born on the same day in the same year.
Oh, my God. Lovely.
No.
That's wild. Those,
yeah. Yeah.
And what day is that?
Remember each other.
Yeah, what's the birthday?
June 16th, 1965.
Oh my God, you're both Gemini?
Oh yeah.
See, Geminis don't get together well.
That's going to be scary. Two Geminis.
Well, he's into the astrology thing, and it's funny with Geminis. They either get along famously, or they're like opposite magnets.
Yeah.
My twin brother and I don't get along all that great.
You're a twin?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Archer is the Asian one, and the twin is the American one.
No, actually, Archer is the Asian, and his twin is the African.
One has
Archer has the straight Asian hair, and for some reason, his twin has the afro kinky hair.
My twin is
and
bald.
It's very difficult to understand.
They were born. They were conjoined at the afro, and then they had to be separated. And they had to get your straight hair.
They gave me all the hair. My brother is bald.
Well, it's interesting.
Also?
Wait a minute. What, Big Fanny?
Is your twin brother a vegetarian also?
No, he likes meat too.
Ooh. Archer, you should be recording this part too. It could be like Oprah after the show.
Guess what? I am.
Oh. You always thought. I knew you were because you always record everything. You're a record a whore.
This will be on part two, the second day.
Oh, Lord.
Is your twin gay or straight? It's
My ruined. Twin is a closet bisexual.
Oh, okay.
Only I know it.
He only fucks boys in the closet.
He only fucks boys in the closet.
Exactly. It's true, he does. I hope he doesn't listen to I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Maybe his wife does.
No wire hangers. I've done the twin route. It's just freaky.
Really?
Oh my god, y'all. Speaking of twins, I was just watching 2020, and they had this whole hour on conjoined twins. They had the most amazing pair of conjoined twins. These two women who were like
lesbian.
I think they were like in their 40s, and they were conjoined at the top of the head.
Oh, I've seen.
Is this the one? One's a country western singer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
It was so amazing, and I thought what was cool about it, and actually this is interesting with regard to the whole like living in fear and letting your victimhood control you. These women they're not victims. There's nothing wrong with them, right? They live their life like this is just how we are, you know?
Right.
And she, you know, she said this thing of, you know, God made us in his image and we're in his image. Why would we want to mess with that? Mm-hmm. And both of them, their outlook is so interesting because it's just like, you know, it's up to, and one of them even said that it's up to you to decide how your life is going to be.
Well, if that's what God looks like, if that's what God looks like, that's a pretty fucking ugly guy.
Oh, you're mean. You are so mean.
I'm an agnostic. I can be mean.
You still have a God concept, and that's just very mean.
Okay, then I'm atheist.
Well, of course, as you know, I'm an atheist, but I know what that means. And she's saying that it's like, look, we're here. This is the reality of what our existence is. We can either be miserable and think that it's wrong and hate ourselves, or we can just choose it. We can just accept it and say, oh, this is who I am, and now I got to move on. You know, I know.
I was just kidding.
Happy.
I would like to go around the room and hear everybody's persuasion as far as religion. That would be very interesting for me.
All right, then let me direct that. Mark, remarkably, Mark, what is your religious persuasion?
I am a crypto Jew of New Spain.
Okay,
which means what does that mean?
That means that my ancestors were Jews, mm-hmm. who were converted to Christianity, mm-hmm. at the expulsion of the Jews in 1492, mm-hmm. and they came to the New World and secretly practiced their Judaism while pretending to be Catholic. And we found it out on my grandfather's deathbed that we had been Jews, and it had a big effect, mm-hmm. on my mom, and she had a conversion, a mikvah, and she studies Latino and goes to Hebrew school, and now, mm-hmm. she's all into, mm-hmm. being a Jew. And I am an atheist.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Well,
then,
wait.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry.
You always cut me off. All right, go ahead.
Heavy breather, Big Fatty, what is your religion?
Am I breathing heavy?
I can hear you.
I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church.
Ooh,
and now I'm just fat.
But now you're just what?
Fat.
Is that a religion?
I think I'm fat, too.
The Church of Fat. The Church of Right.
Okay, moving down the list. Mike Hip, what's yours?
I think that I could best be described as a deist. I sometimes think I'm an atheist, but then sometimes not. Mm-hmm, so I think deist would probably be where I am.
Yeah.
Although I practice, you know, of course, practice nothing.
That's okay. Okay, Michael from Connecticut.
Well, let's see. I was raised Catholic, being, you know, 100% Italian descent.
made it through my first Holy Communion and confirmation, and that was probably the last time I stepped foot in a church.
Wow.
So, are you like 12 years old when you make your confirmation?
I don't know. So,
yeah, Nick really.
No, 14, around 14, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, raised Catholic, but I guess I pretty much consider myself an atheist.
Cool. What about Mike from Seattle?
I am a non, which is a little different from an atheist, but I'm a non-theist. My question always, if God is perfect, God is perfection, how is it possible?
We can't hear you. Getting a little skypey there. Can you speak up?
Sure. I am a non-theist. I was raised very strictly Catholic. I have not church either. My burn when I go to church, so I avoid it. I have a question for the actually. That is, if God is, how is it possible?
I don't think we got that question.
See, God's messing with us.
Yeah, I can't
he's
hear
punishing
him.
Punishing us for being for not believing in him.
We can't hear him.
I think I get the gist of what he's saying.
Okay, let the boyfriend speak.
Okay, well, I was raised in a Catholic environment from New Orleans, very strict Catholic, and I had kind of a spiritual journey myself and questioning all this. And I kind of borrow from Eastern and Western traditions. I consider myself, I'm probably more Gnostic Christian. I do believe in the message of Christianity. I think that I do believe in a God concept, but I think the God concept lies within. I don't think it's outside. I don't think God needs to be placated or pleased. My own God concept is not. If you think of God as a concept, as a perfect entity, then it doesn't need to be worshipped or pleased or placated or satisfied, or it'll get angry and punish you. So I think it's, you know, the divine is within, and so we are here to discover that. That's my brand of spirituality. But I do like the Catholic tradition, because I was raised in it. The Eastern idea of community or sangha, I mean, all of my family were all Catholic. I do appreciate the layers of ritual and tradition in Catholicism that borrows from Judaism, from the Mithrabs of the ancient Roman Empire, the Greco-Roman paganism. There's just lots of layers of very rich spiritual traditions there that I think is very rich, and there's a lot to really use there. And it's in the Roman Catholic, it's universal, and it's what you make of it, not what someone else makes of it. So I kind of cherry pick where I go to services. It might be I pick a very liberal Catholic church. If I can't go there, then I don't go. Sometimes I'll go to Dignity, or I'm very at home at a Dignity, at a Buddhist service or an Episcopalian service, but I do have some kind of sense of community, but my brand of spirituality tends to be my own.
Okay.
Can I ask a question of someone?
If you speak really loud, because we can't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask a question of the person with Gnostic beliefs?
Yes.
Yes, that's me.
Gnosticism, the belief that one should strive to be as much like God as possible?
No.
I use the term Gnostic. I think that I use it maybe more liberally, but it's the early Christians, the early believers in Christ or Jesus. It was more of a communal existence. They believed that the literal word of Jesus really. His message was to look for that personal relationship with the spiritual, and that resided within. There was not something outside that needed to be worshipped. Or so the early Christian communities, I compare them to modern day, you know, the hippies, very communal, sharing of wealth. It was very
and
strong.
By definition, it's sort of the opposite of Catholic in the word Catholic sense, because it's like they
Big Fatty's laughing.
What you? Why are you laughing?
He's masturbating.
Oh. Now, I'm masturbating too. This gets me very turned on.
But now, we can't, listen.
Every time.
I have to, listen. My, Mark, before I cut you off, we have to hear from Ramble Redhead because I think he's probably the most religious of all of us in this room right now.
No, but you say that. Maybe he's the most spiritual. You have to use a different
word.
No,
he
word.
Goes to church.
I go to church too, but I'm not religious. I'm spiritual.
Well, I'm going to hell, so I'm the most
Amen.
Okay.
I'll be there with you, Mark.
Tom, Ramble Redhead, please tell us your thoughts because I know you are extremely religious.
Or spiritual. Stop using
well,
that word.
I'd have to agree with the boyfriend. I believe I have a spiritual part of me
okay,
that I want to know, and that's why
yes, I am.
That's why I went to my church because I wanted to find a church that was a welcoming and I'm trying to learn more about the church and everything and I really enjoy it. I also think it's important to be part of the community and helping
absolutely.
Others. So that's why I do what I do and I'm but again, growing up I had a lot with the family where they didn't go and my grandma was strict Catholic and my dad growing up he didn't like that as much, and so when he got married and had the kids, he really didn't push it on as much as his mother had. And so I felt there was always a little part of my life that wasn't filled. And so I thought about this church, and I've only gone for like, a few months now, actually. And so, but I really enjoy it. I enjoy the people that I see and talk with, and it's been really fun.
Oh, Archer, don't type so hard.
Well,
you're going to pull my ears out.
Well, Big Fatty needs to leave, so I just wanted to tell him thank you for being on the show. Big Fatty, you want to say something?
No, I don't want to interrupt anybody. I was just going to say,
oh, go for it.
Interrupted everybody.
Meh.
Thank you for... Done. Thank you for putting up with me, and I'll be interested in those of you who watch Big Brother getting your... feelings after the show Tuesday night.
Okay, maybe with maybe those of us who like Big Brother should do a Skype cast Tuesday night after the show.
Maybe I won't be available.
Get a conference call.
Okay.
Are there any of us there who like the U.S. Open and follow tennis?
All right, stop. Big Fatty.
There you go, I'm cut off. All
Big
right.
Fatty, thank you so much. We love you.
We love you, Big Fatty.
Bye.
Good night.
Nice to meet you.
I'm a
nice
fatty. Time.
Okay,
right.
Mike Baring needs to leave as well. So Michael Baring from Seattle, thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you.
Oh, can I ask him a question?
Bye, Mike.
Quickly ask him.
I was a big Chris Cornell Soundgarden fan.
Yes.
Do you ever see Chris Cornell walking around Seattle? If you do, tell him that I love him. But not as much as I love Archer.
I'll tell you a true story. I sat.
What the fuck?
Oh my Hello? God!
Hello.
Hello.
I muted him. It was somebody who joined the group.
Who was asking me that question?
My boyfriend.
Who is?
He's not on the list. He's here
it's
at my house
Mr.
with me.
Boyfriend.
Oh. I'll tell you a true story. I sat next to him in a restaurant and could not keep my eyes off that sexy motherfucker.
He is beautiful.
He's sultry.
He is beautiful. And I love his big his big voice and his
my boyfriend is masturbating.
Thinking of Chris Cornell. I saw Chris Cornell live at the 9:30 Club here.
And the good thing about it is he's very unassuming and shy.
I've heard that.
People staring at him. I was.
Did you give him your phone number?
What?
Did you give him a blowjob?
Well, I tried to crawl under the table, but he stopped.
Oh.
Damn.
Damn. He's a nice guy.
Oh.
Alrighty. Well, that's a.
We hear the truth from Seattle.
Yeah. But anyway, Michael from Seattle, thank you so much for joining our show, and of course, keep up with ArcherRadio.com. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Boyfriend,
you.
Boyfriend, are you wearing those boots?
He
are
does
you wearing
have boots.
Those boots.
He
boots?
Does have boots on right now.
Yeah, I'm just
picture him in the boxers and the
what else?
Oh, those boots. No, I'm not wearing those boots.
Just the boots and a pair of chaps.
I don't have chaps.
You don't have chaps?
No, I don't have chaps.
Who's
what kind
the
of leather dad are you?
Michael what? From Connecticut, are you into leather?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
Because Big Fatty and the Remarkable Mark are.
I just got boots.
Well, don't say it like we're a couple.
Hey, you know.
Don't say it like we're a couple.
We went to the Eagle together, you know, and I was on a leash or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just found out that one of my exes became Mr. Leather Colorado, so I'm just still trying to work my way around
we
that.
We heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You gotta be careful, because you told him you were doing the show, and then you proceeded to dish on him.
Oh, he won't listen to it. He's just not that technically literate now.
Oh,
he's illiterate?
No, I said he's not technically literate.
Oh.
Oh. I'm not either, so.
That's different from being technically.
That's when I asked the boyfriend how much RAM he has in his computer, he says, two?
Two.
Two.
I wasn't aware you had to RAM it. I thought you had to just turn it on.
Oh, you're so funny.
I'm always turned on.
Although, you know what, Mark, at the closing night of Love, Valor, Compassion, the stage manager gave me a pair of leather chaps that no longer fit him.
Oh.
And, but I left them at the cast party and haven't been able to get them back yet. So technically, I do own a pair of leather chaps, but I don't have them. They're not in my possession.
Now, I want to know, now that could go one of two ways. Do they no longer fit him because he lost weight or because he gained weight?
Because he gained weight.
Oh.
Okay, let's ask it. Let's go around the room and ask this question. When's the last time you had sex? Let's start with Remarkable Mark.
Why do you always start with me?
Because you're at the top of the list.
Thursday afternoon.
Oh. Do you want to give us any details?
He was a cute flight attendant from Air France.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Did you have to put on your leather doodads?
Very dark-skinned boy from Barbados.
Oh.
Okay, now Big Fatty's still here, so let's hear from him. Big Fatty, when's the last time you had sex?
Well, I'm still here because I can't figure out how to turn it off.
Oh. That would be me.
Just click the little red button up in the corner.
I had sex last night.
Did you really? Did you spank him?
I did. No.
Did you use a sling?
Sling?
No, it's...
The boyfriend doesn't know that you have a sling in your house.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Well, no, it's not. It's in my car.
Oh, okay.
It's a portable.
A portable sling.
A sling that makes mobile house calls.
Right, exactly.
Is it hanging off the dome light?
No, it's packed up. It's portable.
You have to have a heck of an anchor for that.
Right, exactly.
But no, it was good in the car.
It was a British guy.
Oh.
Wow.
British guy.
Mm-hmm.
Curvy. Cool.
Okay, Mike Hip, when's the last time you had sex?
Tuesday morning.
Oh.
Isn't that the name of a ladies' clothing store?
Yes, it is.
It is a French store, but it is a cool store.
Do you want to give us any details, Mike?
It was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and we woke up early. We didn't have anything
to do.
Oh.
That's the best, isn't it? That early morning.
Oh yeah.
Not necessarily.
It's hot. It's hot when the other one wakes you up. He's just getting busy on you, and you're
we've
like, oh, my.
We've had sex in the morning.
What yeah, I wake up the boyfriend and climb on top, and he just lays there.
You're always using me in the morning.
What about you, Michael, in Connecticut?
I think.
Because your boyfriend went out of town yesterday, right?
Yeah, he left yesterday morning. So.
So the last time he had sex was at 6 o'clock tonight.
Michael in Connecticut, do you guys have an open relationship?
I guess it depends on who you ask.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
I guess we're not just going to wait a couple of weeks for these questions, are we, Archer?
Why would we need to?
You just want to know them now, don't you?
Exactly.
Oh, Archer's very indiscreet.
I am. I just asked it.
He's just nosy.
Indiscreet and nosy is fine.
Okay, so Michael, I'm asking you.
I'm sorry?
I'm asking you, do you have an open relationship?
No.
Okay.
You can say none of your business if you.
Oh yeah, that's true. You could just tell me to shut the fuck up.
That would certainly be an option.
Ramble Redhead, when's the last time you had sex?
No comment.
That could be taken a couple different ways, you know.
Right. He's having it right now.
Mr. Boyfriend, when's the last time you had sex?
The same time you had sex.
Oh, I had sex.
Yeah,
like,
you guys never have the same answer, or else it would be trouble.
Well, unless we count masturbation, is that sex?
Well, I don't think that's the question you're really asking, are you?
Well, then that would be last weekend.
That's the same. That's the question you would a pollster would ask, and then every 89% of Americans say yes. When was the last time you had sex?
Archer has it pulled for you.
I do, actually. He's going to get it tonight. It's his turn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you take turns.
I think I have a headache.
Well, I'll give you some aspirin.
I think I have restless leg syndrome.
Oh, he has restless leg syndrome, trust me.
Something is obviously restless.
He kicks the mattress all night long.
When we're sleeping.
I have to do interventions. Oh. To stop the restless leg nonsense.
Oh, my ex used to do that. It drove me crazy.
But there's nothing I can do about it. I do it when I'm asleep.
It's very rhythmic, though. It's like, kick one, two, kick one, two, kick one, two. And then he asked me the next morning, oh, honey, you look tired. And, like, no fucking shit. You kicked the mattress the whole night long.
Oh, Jesus.
But do you love me?
I love you so much, honey.
Oh, boy.
Does he drool?
He doesn't drool, and he actually sleeps. We're big snuggle.
We snuggle all
night long. We really do.
John can't stand it.
Oh, sweetie.
We do. Either I'm holding him or he holds me all night long.
I wonder if you'll be doing that after 14 years.
Well, it's been a year and a half, and we're still doing it.
Okay.
Well, you know what John does in bed at night? We have a king-size bed, all right? And he does circles. He will spin around.
Oh,
that's weird.
Or like Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Oh, wow.
Like what a dog does when it wants to lie down?
Or when it wants to poop?
Oh, Lord. When it wants to poop?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Not into that.
Repositioning at night. You know what I mean.
Yeah, he flips around back and forth and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Repositioning, just like the troops.
All right, seriously, we are going to cut this off now. This is now Tuesday's show, by the way.
Oh, good.
Let's do Wednesday.
So, no, because the boyfriend and I want to go have sex, so.
Oh, so the rest of us just have to go screw ourselves.
Someone's
yeah, right, after Archer does all the dishes.
You can go meet at Big Fatty's house.
I'm gonna have to sign on to Manhunt.
You don't have a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yes, I have left hand, right hand attached to Archer.
All right, people. Thank you so much for being on two shows now. You'll hear this. Yeah. You'll hear this one on Tuesday.
Woohoo!
Yay!
All right, boys and girls. Until next time. Bye.
Bye. Y'all have a good night.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
Archer Radio.